You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
January continues. Throughout the month of January, we have experts every single day. They teach us something different, not a resolution, just things we can do to make ourselves better people. Dr. Will, he's a child psychologist. You can visit him online at willpowertherapy.com. Being a better parent. I think a lot of parents struggle with this because you kind of go through the motions. You're doing the best you can, and sometimes you don't know what you're doing. Let's be honest.
That's very true. And obviously, depending on how old your kids are, how many your kids are, I think sometimes when you get advice and or go to a self-help book, you have to relate everything to your own unique family.
You start to think that one size fits all. This worked before. Why won't it work again?
Right.
And of course, when you're in the right frame of mind and you have the presence of mind, you're in the moment, then you can, you know, be rational. But when regular life is going on and nobody's cooperating and everything's difficult, sometimes you just want to go crazy.
Yeah, what you're describing is really emotions. I call those the wild card of life. When someone's in my office, it's asking me, oh, how are things at your house? They must be perfect, so forth. No, because we get emotional too, and emotions start to change our thinking, our judgment. And so we may not act as rationally as when we calm down.
So what do we do to be better parents?
So the first thing is not going to be something that's earth-shattering, and yet we sometimes as parents don't always do the greatest doing it, which is listening. One of the things that I find myself, find with other parents, is when something's going on with our child, we hear them talking about it. One of our first instincts is to problem solve it. Wow, we must fix that. Well, we could tell them to do this and that'll fix it. And there's nothing wrong with problem solving. I'm not saying that there is, but honestly, the first thing to do is to truly listen to what they're saying, because sometimes they want to figure it out themselves. They just need to vent. They just maybe need to be validated for the way they feel or the way that they think. And active listening with them goes a long way.
Dr. Will, a child psychologist with Ann on Raven.
What do you do when your kid doesn't want to tell you, though, right? Because that's going to be a challenge.
Well, that's always the difficult part, because depending on, obviously, how old your children are, the older they get, more likely the less that they want to actually tell you. But if you've been building a relationship over time, being able to not only, obviously, love them, but listen to them and honor them for who they are and how they think, you're much more likely as they get older to get them to tell you what's going on. And the other piece to follow up on that is just to give them time. So if you really know that something's wrong and you approach them delicately, but they're not ready yet, don't force it, because it's obviously not going to come out if they're not ready.
This is so difficult for me. I'm a fixer. That's what I like.
Yeah.
I hear and I do this, and how do I empathize? I want to fix it for you right now. And it's like my wife tells me, just listen.
Yeah.
I don't need you to go do this or do that. Wow. Yeah.
All right, what's the next thing we can do?
We have a tendency to praise our children. That's great. But what I usually say is that if you're going to praise your child, be specific about what you're praising them about. The process as much as the results. Instead of just saying good game, when a player comes off the field, you can say good game. There's nothing wrong with that. But you also would say, hey, your effort or the way you ran back or the way you cut this way as a coach, but even as a parent, if you can actually point out to them that you saw something specific about what they did, they're actually impressed and are more likely to listen.
And the third thing we can do?
Don't compare. When we hear don't compare, we usually think don't compare amongst our own children. Well, that's true. Let's not do that. But be careful not to also compare them to other kids. Kids naturally will compare themselves to others, whether it's grades, music, or sports, or anything of that sort. They like to compare themselves to others. They have no reference point.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
They actually need to do that.
I never thought of that.
When you're doing it, you might be doing it out of love and instinct to try to help, but it could backfire. because they're not really going to fully process what it really means. And so what they might hear versus what you meant to deliver as a message may not be that helpful. And generally what I'd say is find the uniqueness in your own child and promote that versus comparing that child to any other child, whether it's a sibling or, you know, another child of their age group.
Dr. Will, child psychologist, you can visit him online at willpowertherapy.com. Thank you for taking the time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
First thing you hear after making your bed, Deanna and
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The McDonald's snack wrap is back. You brought it back. Ranch snack wrap. Spicy snack wrap. You broke the internet for a snack. Snack wrap is back. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.